Chapter 5. The frigid wind battered the fabric of the Thermatec tent, but Delta 1 hardly noticed. He and Delta 3 were focused on their comrade, who was manipulating the joystick in his hand with surgical dexterity. The screen before them displayed a live video transmission from a pinpoint camera mounted aboard the micro-robot. The ultimate surveillance tool, Delta 1 thought, still amazed every time they powered it up. Lately, in the world of micromechanics, fact seemed to be outpacing fiction. Micro-electro-mechanical systems, MEMS, microbots, were the newest tool in high-tech surveillance. Fly-on-the-wall technology, they called it. Literally. Although microscopic remote-controlled robots sounded like science fiction, in fact, they had been around since the 1990s. Discovery magazine had run a cover story in May 1997 on microbots, featuring both flying and swimming models. The swimmers, nano-subs the size of salt grains, could be injected into the human bloodstream, a la the movie Fantastic Voyage. They were now being used by advanced medical facilities to help doctors navigate arteries by remote control, observe live intravenous video transmissions, and locate arterial blockages without ever lifting a scalpel. Contrary to intuition, building a flying microbot was even simpler business. The aerodynamics technology for getting a machine to fly had been around since Kitty Hawk, and all that remained had been the issue of miniaturization. The first flying microbots, designed by NASA as unmanned exploration tools for future Mars missions, had been several inches long. Now, however, advances in nanotechnology, lightweight, energy-absorbent materials, and micromechanics had made the flying microbots a reality. The true breakthrough had come from the new field biomimics, copying Mother Nature. Miniature dragonflies, as it turned out, were the ideal prototype for these agile and efficient flying microbots. The PH2 model Delta 2 was currently flying was only 1 centimeter long, the size of a mosquito, and employed a dual pair of transparent, hinged, silicon leaf wings, giving it unparalleled mobility and efficiency in the air. The microbot's refueling mechanism had been another breakthrough. The first microbot prototypes could only recharge their energy cells by hovering directly beneath a bright light source, not ideal for stealth or use in dark locales. The newer prototypes, however, could recharge simply by parking within a few inches of a magnetic field. Conveniently, in modern society, magnetic fields were ubiquitous and discreetly placed. Power outlets, computer monitors, electric motors, audio speakers, cell phones. It seemed there was never any shortage of obscure recharging stations. Once a microbot had been introduced successfully into a locale, it could transmit audio and video almost indefinitely. The Delta Force's PH2 had been transmitting for over a week now, with no trouble whatsoever. Now, like an insect hovering inside a cavernous barn, the airborne microbot hung silently in the still air of the structure's massive central room. With a bird's-eye view of the space below, the microbot circled silently above unsuspecting occupants, technicians, scientists, specialists in numerous fields of study. As the PH2 circled, Delta 1 spotted two familiar faces engaged in conversation. They would be a telling mark. He told Delta 2 to drop down and have a listen. Manipulating the controls, Delta 2 switched on the robot's sound sensors, oriented the microbot's parabolic amplifier, and decreased the robot's elevation until it was 10 feet over the scientist's head. The transmission was faint but discernible. "I still can't believe it," one scientist was saying. The excitement in his voice had not diminished since his arrival here 48 hours ago. The man with whom he was talking obviously shared the enthusiasm.
"In your lifetime, did you ever think you would witness anything like this?"
"Never," the scientist replied, beaming. "It's all a magnificent dream." Delta 1 had heard enough. Clearly, everything inside was proceeding as expected. Delta II maneuvered the microbot away from the conversation and flew it back to its hiding place. He parked the tiny device undetected near the cylinder of an electric generator. The PH-2's power cells immediately began recharging for the next mission.